This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. If you live in or visit East Texas, you've probably seen several pieces of oil field equipment dotting the landscape, moving up and down, pumping oil from the ground. They're known by different names. Some call them thirsty birds, sucker rod pumps, or simply jack pumps. Their job is to force oil up from the ground and pass it to a pipeline or storage tank. But one jack pump in Lufkin, Texas, has become a celebrity of sorts around Christmas time. And folks there call it Rudolph. Our reporter Winter Chauvin tells us more.
During the holiday season, most cities have a municipal Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Lufkin instead lights up Rudolph the Red-Nose Pumping Unit, who then dips his nose festively from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. throughout the Christmas season. The tradition has been going on in Lufkin since 1966. This year, Rudolph will be located downtown, according to Lauren Stacy, recreation specialist for the city of Lufkin.
So Rudolph is an all-time favorite of the Lufkin area. You know, goes way back. Lufkin Industries is what began this tradition, and he's found a new home this year, so he'll be located in the municipal court parking lot.
In years past, Rudolph has been located downtown, at the UPS office, the old Kmart parking lot, and for many years in the Lufkin Mall parking lot. Even with all the moves, Rudolph remains the same.
Rudolph is a Mark 640 pumping unit. He's fully functional, but the red paint is special just for Christmas. It's taken over 3 days to get him moved in and set up. It takes about 4 to 5 days to install over 4,000 lights. So fully extended, Rudolph is 45 feet tall. And Santa's sleigh that's right there behind him is actually a 38-foot dump trailer.
Rudolph naturally sports lighted antlers and a red nose. If you drive through Lufkin during the holidays, be sure to take notice of one of East Texas' most unusual Christmas decorations. This is Winter Chauvin for Red River Radio News.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history.